Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're talking about traveling with friends. Now, let me tell you guys a little bit about this whole series that we're doing. It's going to take place over a couple of months, actually, because we're starting today. This is the beginning of it. And I'm actually sitting in with friends. Can't talk about traveling with friends if you're not recording with friends. So you got to do that. So I'm sitting in with Olivia Varnson and Karen Elliott. And we're talking about a lot of the tips and things for our planning. But now a little bit about this series. This is a partnership that I'm doing with Oprah Magazine and Holland American Cruises. And it's all about traveling with friends and in celebration of a big cruise that Oprah and her best friend Gail are going to do together in January. So it's all about friendship, especially when you look at that friendship that has lasted through the years. And you know, you just look at Oprah and Gail and you just kind of think, now that is really a true friendship there when you see those two together. So they travel a lot together and I'm sure they could share some tips as well. But we're sharing our tips here today and really kind of leaning on you, Karen, because you have been traveling with a group of your friends for quite a few years.
Quite a few.
And I want to switch over now because we talked a little bit about the transportation, the accommodations, and you mentioned that you all do cruises sometimes, but you also like to do like those vacation rental houses where everyone is together. Because if you're traveling with friends, Olivia, that's kind of really the whole purpose of traveling with friends, is you want to be together.
Right. And Karen mentioned that it's usually 10 people in the group, so it can be difficult to find a combination. So I'm wondering, over the years, have you guys had your favorite spots that you return to, or do you try to change it up every year?
That's a good point. If we find a place that we really, really love, we might go back a couple, you know, a second year in a row. We probably don't do 3 years in a row, but we have been known to go back a second year in a row. We stayed at a house that we loved in Anna Maria Island that we loved because it was a nice house that accommodated all 10 of us, and the house had its own pool. So that was great. So we had our own pool. We were very close to the beach. So that was just the best of all worlds. So we go back there a couple of times. Yeah, that was really nice.
But now, if you guys are staying in homes, I'm assuming that you are doing some meals there, at least breakfast and lunch, maybe going out for dinner.
Exactly.
How do you guys work that? Do you buy all of the food together, or everyone has, you know, this is my milk in the refrigerator with your little name tag? How do you all work that? Because I know that can be tricky.
It is. Before we go, the planner makes kind of a master list of staples and things that we can take from home. She makes that in advance. So things like obviously non-perishable things. So it might be trash bags, Ziploc bags, extra toilet paper, peanut butter, you know, just things that, you know,
that you're going to need over the time.
Things you're going to need over a week's time. We do eat breakfast and lunch for the most part at the house. We have a lot of snacks, maybe some alcohol. I'm not saying. And
well, wine is not really alcohol.
What stays in alcohol?
Wine is grapes.
Right. So, and then we have this master list, and everyone just kind of fills in what they're bringing. So we have that. Then upon arrival, we've made a grocery list, like a giant grocery list of all the things that we need / want. And then if anybody has any particular things, you know, like their favorite flavor of creamer or their favorite kind of coffee or just particular things that they want, they throw it on the list. And then, you know, two or three go to the grocery store and buy this master grocery list. And then we just split that, you know, but with everybody. So everything's community property. There's no, you know, everybody just eats and drinks everybody's stuff, so we don't have to worry about that. But inevitably, there's a ton of food and drink at the end left over, and we just kind of divide that. We've had to throw a lot away. We've gone to food co-ops at the places where we are and left it on the way out of town before. So, but we just split it evenly, and then we always go out to dinner afterwards.
Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, taking the leftover food to food co-ops. Mm-hmm. Since you all are always traveling together and you're really this formed group of friends that travel together, mm-hmm. do you do any type of community services or volunteer things or anything like that? Are you guys just kind of cooling out or...
I need to present that concept to the group. We're pretty much chilling out and actually talking and more talking. I come home and my family's like, how can y'all talk all day long for 7 days? I'm like, well, I don't know, but we do. And we never run out of things to talk about.
I have a little get together. I do it with some of my friends and we call it our cuss, fuss, and discuss gathering.
I like it.
Because
yes.
that's what we do. We sit around and we just kind of talk about everything.
All the problems of the world.
And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And you all are listening to us describe, or Karen describe, really, her trips with her girlfriends, because the show today is all about traveling with friends and having a great time with it. How do you plan? How do you budget? We're covering it all. So, Olivia, I know you found a couple of really great articles, too, that talk about planning group trips, because we're talking about girlfriends with Karen, but sometimes it can be couples or it could be different types of friendship pairings that you're traveling with.
Yeah, it seems like through these trips, you realize who your real friends are, who you can really travel with. But I did find a really interesting article, maybe a fun idea for people who take an annual trip with their friends to try. And this is from Real Simple, 10-Step Guide to the Ultimate Girls Getaway. Ah. And what the author does with her old friends is they have a mystery trip every year. So a new planner is selected every year and they pick the destination. They're given a time frame and then they just run away with it. And the rest of the group doesn't learn about it until right before they leave. So there's a lot of trust in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's your old friend group that you've known for a long time, I can see that being a lot of fun.
Yeah, I could definitely see that that builds a lot of anticipation and sort of just that, ooh, what is it going to be this year? But then I'm thinking also too,
hard to prepare.
I might find it a little hard to prepare, but I would be up for that maybe every other year or something like but I love that idea, especially if you're traveling also too around some holidays too, that maybe you could add some themes to it as well.
They probably decide on a theme ahead of time if we're going somewhere warm or cold. But the rest of it is a mystery,
a little heads up.
And so she advises, and this is good for any kind of trip, mystery or not, to make sure you put this on the calendar as far in advance as possible.
And so
she's talking, you know, more than a year in advance if you can.
Wow.
I think that's really important to really have a long planning period.
Yes.
Because some people can plan things like right at the last minute and they're cool with that. But other people need that length of time. So if you're that person that can plan at the last minute, then you're cool. You know, you can wait and plan at the last minute. But for those people that are part of the group that need the longer length of time. So that's another one of those things I think that's considering everyone's particular style.
Yes. Right. Yes.
So it's a good idea with that. So another, you found another article, We Travel? From We Travel, that had some really good trip tips too for group trips.
Yes, for before planning a group trip, one way to balance planning duties so someone doesn't get overwhelmed, especially, you know, if you're planning international, you know, a really big trip, you can maybe divide the duties, such as assigning a leader to each aspect, like accommodations, activities, transportation. That can help kind of take the load off of just one
person. That's a good idea. Yeah.
I like that idea because usually we're all very busy.
True.
And that planner probably is thinking, wow, I mean, I've got to keep up with everything. So I think splitting those duties up is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the first segment, Leslie talked about, you know, checking those airfares and kind of keeping up with that. I know in this particular article, they mentioned that again, too, kind of looking at those airfare rates and keeping up with them as they go down and using some of those great apps. Now, when we come back, though, I want to continue talking because there's so many great tips that we haven't talked about yet, because there's also, too, if you're doing a road trip, you know, who's going to drive, who sits where, when you get to the accommodation, is there like a tossing of the coin or a pulling of the straws as to who gets the really
nice
room?
We have a plan for that too.
Oh, okay. Yes, good. I want to hear that when we come back. So we'll stop right here. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll let you guys go and get some refreshments, or if you're at home or if you're driving, you know, okay, keep your hands on the wheel. And we'll come back in a minute with more tips for traveling with friends here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapphire Island Beach Vacations, a great place to go with your friends. Check out their website at sapphireislandbeachvacations.com. The world comes to life.